House here in Allen County, Kentucky. We're in Mrs. House's living room. Today's date is March 15, 1984. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes, ma'am.
And just to make sure my records are correct, would you please spell your full name for me?
BETTYDEANHOUSE.
And what is your husband's name?
John Bryan Hamps.
And you want to spell that for me?
JOHN BRYAN HOUSE.
What is your occupation?
Housewife.
Now come on, I see other things around here.
Well, I have a ceramic shop. That's my hobby, and giving and teaching ceramic classes.
Okay. What is your spouse's occupation?
He's a factory worker.
Okay. He work here locally, or?
He works in Franklin, Kentucky at Seal Power.
How long have you lived at this address?
14 years.
Where did you live before?
I lived in Glasgow, Kentucky.
When was that?
In 1965.
Where were your parents from?
Halfway community on Highway 231.
Native Allen Countyans in?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, what were their occupations?
My father was a farmer, my mother was a housewife.
And what were their names?
Brad Oliver, BRADOLIVER.
And hers?
Lola Oliver, LOLAOLIVER.
And what was her maiden name?
Smith, SMITH.
Okay. What's your religious preference?
I'm a General Baptist.
Do you mind telling me how old you are?
I'll be 50 years old the 16th day of September.
Well, the next one was, what was your birth date?
9-16-34.
Okay. And where did you go to school?
Allen County.
And what was the highest level of education you completed?
8th grade.
Okay. Now, was that in town, or did you go in school whereabouts?
I went to school in the country at Halfway Elementary.
Oh, tell me about when you learned to quilt.
Well, my mother learned me how to quilt, because she quilted for the public.
And how old were you when you learned?
Well, I was 18 or 19, somewhere in that line.
And tell me about how she taught you.
She just showed me how to make the little fine stitches, but mine sometimes don't come out little fine stitches. It depends on your needle you use.
Tell me about, you say she quilted for the public?
Yes, ma'am.
Is she still living?
No, ma'am. She's dead.
What were the quilt patterns that you made when you learned to quilt?
A nine patch.
Any others that you worked on in the beginnings?
No, ma'am. That was all she wanted to fool with us. She just told me how to fix a nine patch, and that was simple and easy. So that's what I did.
Okay. Who else in your family quilted besides your mother?
My sister, my oldest sister, Leopha, L-E-O-P-H-A, Willoughby, W-I-L-L-O-U-G-H-B-Y.
Does she still live in this community anywhere?
No, ma'am, she's deceased.
Do you know any men that quilt? Were there any times in your life when you were too busy to quilt?
Yes, I had other things. I worked at public work, and I couldn't do that.
When did you take it up again?
I haven't quilted any recently.
How long has it been since you did your quilting?
While my mother was living, where she could supervise it.
Okay, and how long has that been now?
Mother passed away in 76.
So it's been a while.
Right.
It must be kind of hard for you then, since she was your link to quilting, to get back to it. When you worked on your quilts, tell me about the blocks of time that you'd spend working. quilting? When would you do it?
Well, we would quilt of a morning. And she would quilt at night. But I didn't have much time to quilt at night.
And whereabouts did you do it? What part of the house?
Well, we had an upstairs, and she took and fixed her strings, the hanger swinging frames. That's what we put it in, was the swinging frames. And then when we got it put in the swinging frames, she'd take it out of that and bring it downstairs, put it in her living room, and put it in the horse frames. That way she...
What's a horse frame?
Well...
That's a new one on me.
That's what we always called them.
Well, how were they different than the swinging frames?
Oh, they're a whole lot different. They fix them together with C-clamps.
You mean like a sawhorse?
Sawhorse-like. And then there's this, I don't know what you call it. I'm trying to describe something I probably can't make you understand. But it looks like a sawhorse, and then you roll your quilt up, and you take a C-clamp and clamp the sides of your frames to this.
Okay. And then you can roll it or unroll it as you need to.
Right.
Okay.
And it stretches it a lot tighter.
Oh. How long a time would you quilt at a time working on them? Did you work all morning on them, or?
Oh, a couple hours.
A couple hours at a time.
While our lunch was cooking.
Where did you get your quilt designs?
Well, Mother didn't buy any quilt patterns. She exchanged with different ones of her friends.
Mm-hmm. So then you got your quilt patterns by trading.
Right.
Okay. What are some of them that you enjoy making besides your 9-patch?
Well, I like to do cross stitch. That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. And do you buy patterns of that, or do you draw your own? Or?
No, I already stamped them.
Oh, what do you think makes a good quilt?
Well, it depends on the workmanship that goes in it.
In what way?
Well, the lining and the cotton, or the polyester.
Those are the materials. Now, what about workmanship?
Little fine stitches.
Little fine stitches. How many to an inch do you think is enough?
It's supposed to be 12, isn't it?
I don't know.
But I don't think I could get that 12 in there.
One lady told me that she was taught that her grandmother said if she got 7 stitches on her needle, she'd have it right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't know what size needle she was using. You know, it would make a difference.
Well, Mother always used regular quilting needles. I think it's a 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she used. But now I don't know about her.
Why did you make quilts?
Why? Mm-hmm. When you was raised up in it, you can't help but want to do something like that.
Okay. It was part of your heritage then.
Right.
Okay.
I love beautiful quilts.
Is that the same reason you made them in the first place?
I guess it is. I'm just born and raised in it.
Okay. What do you like to do best, quilt them or piece them?
Well, piece them. Now you can piece them on the machine. Back then I had to learn how to piece them on my hand.
Which do you like to do better?
I'd rather take the machine.
Take the machine. And do you rather piece than quilt?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you ever gone to any quilting bees?
No.
How about a quilting party?
No. Tried to have that one time, and didn't about one or two show up, so you didn't have much.
Mm-hmm. Well then, have you quilted with other people? Just your family?
Just my family.
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt, somebody saying they wanted a Kentucky quilt?
I've heard Mother speak of that.
Have any idea what a Kentucky quilt is?
No.
Have you ever taught anybody else to quilt?
No, my mother showed my daughter how to quilt, but she won't never take up that. She's too confining to her.
Do you have any quilt books?
No,
you don't. How about quilt magazines? You ever buy quilt magazines?
No,
don't do that. What do you do with your finished quilts?
Keep them.
Keep them? Do you use them or you just pack them away?
I've got them packed away and I'm using some of them. No point in saving them.
You don't quilt for other people then, do you?
No, ma'am. I've had a couple of people to ask me to quilt for them. But I just can't. No, and keep up my hobby in ceramics.
Ceramics takes type priority
ceramic
for you.
Ceramic comes first with me.
All right. do you ever sell your quilts?
No, ma'am. I sure don't. I wouldn't price one out.
What do you do with them when they start to wear out?
Well, I've got one now that needs to be tacked.
Oh, so you put a new top on and tack it?
I put a new top on it and tack it.
Okay. So, have you ever entered one in a show?
Yes, ma'am. Entered one last year at the Allen County Fair.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
Well, it had the most pieces in it. I took and won over another lady. Mine had 5,700 and some pieces in it.
And what year was this now?
1983.
Okay, you got the quilt. What pattern was it? Tell me about the quilt.
Flower garden.
A flower garden. Must be tiny pieces. Oh, I want to see that.
And I had the nerve to count them.
And that was the Allen County Fair in 1983.
Right.
Any other prizes you've won quilted with your quilts?
No.
Do you think there's been any change in people's attitudes about quilting over the years?
Do I think what now?
That people have changed their attitudes about quilting.
There's more people going to that now than there was back when I was growing up.
You think
more younger people.
You think there was a time in between there when they didn't do much, or?
Well, they had everything else they wanted to do besides quilting.
But you think they're coming back to it?
It's coming back to it.
Why do you think all that happened?
Well, they're so much prettier than a blanket.
So they feel like it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's any value in quilting?
Yes.
Like what?
Well, there's a lot of time put in it. You can't go over your time. You don't get anything for time anymore.
Well, we're not necessarily talking about money. We're talking, you know, that's one thing, that quilts are valuable. But is there any personal value quilting?
Who did them? What makes them personal to you?
Then it's the person that did them for you, or what you did, or
it's the person that did it for you.
And that's where you see the value.
Right.
Okay. Do you have favorite colors that you've used in a quilt over and over?
Well, I like red in a quilt.
Why?
Red's my favorite color.
Okay. Do you think, I've heard it said at different times that there should always be a little red in the quilt. Have you ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
Well, it just adds to the quilt. It makes the other pieces stand out.
And it brightens it up.
Okay.
Well, what kind of a frame do you use when you quilt?
Well, I'd go just like my mother did. Mm-hmm. Put it in the swinging frames and then take it from there and go to the horse frames.
Okay, how much work did you do on the swinging frame before you moved it?
Well, you have to go along and tack your lining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the frames has holes all in it.
Yes.
Then you take in twine and tack your thread to your lining. And then you get that just real tight. You don't want no slack in it. Then you come along with your polyester cotton and spread it over your lining. Then you come down with your top. And then you go along and baste it in there. And that's the way we done it.
Okay, then you used your swinging frame to get your quilt put together and basted.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
And then you brought it to your horse frame.
Just and take and roll
rolled up. It up. And did you work from the center out or from the sides in?
From the center.
And we're starting the center and work out.
That's right. And we always kept it rolled tight. I've heard my mother say time after time, girls don't let it get slack in it.
Okay.
The tighter it is, the better it quilts. And it don't look good when it's puckered.
No, it doesn't. Then you would, the basting then, how close would you baste it? Tell me about how you
baste it. About 2.5-3 inches apart. We never did measure it, but we just more or less guessed at it going across, around.
Okay, and was that going across the quilt or around the quilt, or how did you do it?
Around the four sides. See, they're swinging frames. It's be four sides.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
And so that was the edges. Did you run any basting threads across the quilt?
No, ma'am.
Just all around the edges?
Just around the edges.
Okay. Well, I hadn't heard that described before.
I described it best I could. I can just see them frames now swinging.
One person told me they didn't have room for frames, so they had the swinging frame, and then at night they pull it up to the ceiling.
Mother did that. I've spent many a night winding them up, put them up the ceiling, right next to the light fixture.
How about that? How do you see the materials have changed in quilts and quilting? What kind of bats did your mother use?
Well, she used, back before this polyester cotton came in, she used Mountain Mist cotton. And if you know anything about Mountain Mist, it's got hard knots in it, and you come out with sore fingers with that kind.
Mm-hmm.
And after polyester cotton came in, she wouldn't quilt anybody's quilt that polyester cotton. She was partial to that because it was better on your fingers.
Did she ever grow her own cotton?
No.
Do her own bats?
No.
Okay. Do you ever applique a quilt?
No, my sister did my tulip quilt.
What makes a good quilt stitch? I think you've already told me that. But
well, it depends on your thread and how small stitches you take.
And what about the thread? I've not heard that brought up before.
Well, now my mother had a certain kind of thread that she used.
Do you know what it was?
It says quilting thread on it.
Okay, like Jane P. Coates quilting thread?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that makes it, that makes a good quilt stitch.
Right.
You tell me you'd like to embroider your quilts, and you use cross stitch?
I love to cross stitch.
You use any other kinds of embroidery stitches in quilts?
No. Just cross stitch.
Do you make up your own designs?
No, I buy them already stamped on.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite colors in a quilt pattern? What is your very favorite?
Well, I have a cross stitch that has four different colors in it. Then I have a cross stitch that's solid red.
So red is takes priority,
red.
Doesn't it? You like
right.
Red. What else you want to tell me about what quilting means to you?
Well, I just wished I had time to quilt because I believe I enjoy doing it if I needed them, but I don't need them.
So you're kind of torn between, if you needed them, you'd take the time.
I'd take the time.
And this is the, right now is the link you have with your mother.
That's right.
Well, I sure appreciate your talking to
Thank
me.
You. Thank you.
And
nice talking with you.
I want to see your quilts.
Okay.